quest of firm believer. Not chasing the world nor fame's deceiver. The truest quest belongs to a believer. Quest of firm believer.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Marini Channel, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Marhaba once again on this beautiful continuing silsila quest of a believer, viewers of Madani channel. Inshallah, like we have been doing throughout this blessed month of Ramadan, we are yet to learn some ilmi deen in order to benefit ourselves. Inshallah, thumma inshallah, so that our lives can become better in this world as well as in the akhirat. And before we start, let us mention the benefit and the virtues of sending durood to my beloved and your beloved and the beloved of the ummah, Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madani channel, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has beautifully mentioned in the hadith mubarakah, تَزَيِّنُوا مَجَالِسَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورٌ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. That beautify your gatherings and your mahafils with the recitation of durood and salawat and salutations upon me. For indeed, your recitation of durood and salawat salutations will be noor and light for you on the day of Qiyamah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we should try to send many durood and salawat to our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madani channel, the topic of our discussion today is creating happiness. What a wonderful topic, viewers of Madani channel. Happiness is something that every human being desires. Happiness is something that brings smile to the faces. Happiness is something that a person would love to have for the rest of his life. So happiness, viewers of Madani channel, is indeed very, very important in the life of a human being. But what is the definition of happiness? Happiness is the pleasure that the heart feels when receiving or expecting a blessing. That is happiness. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has beautifully mentioned in the blessed hadith mubarakah that inna ahabba al-a'mali ila Allah ba'da al-fara'id idkhalu sururi ala al-muslim. That in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, the most superior action after fulfilling the obligations is to make another Muslim happy. Allahu Akbar. Spreading happiness and relieving people of their sorrows is the best way to reach Allah's nearness and a source of immense reward. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this blessed hadith mubarakah has numerous lessons to learn. Commenting on this hadith mubarakah, Imam Al-Manawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said that after fulfilling one's personal duties, such as 5 daily salahs, after fulfilling one's personal duties and responsibilities and fara'id, such as 5 daily salahs, fasting in the blessed month of Ramadan, paying zakat and also performing the hajj, After all this fara'id, the most superior action is to make another Muslim happy. Allahu Akbar. And this can be attained by giving gifts and by aiding someone during the time of need. There are countless ways of expressing happiness, and there are a number of ways by which we can instill the happiness in the hearts of our Muslim brothers. Viewers of Madani Channel, we have in studio His Eminence Hazrat Maulana Asim Madani Sahib, who is the teacher in our Jamiatul Madina, senior educator in our Jamiatul Madina. And once again, we will take this opportunity to welcome him, Maulana Asim Madani Sahib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome once again to this beautiful program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Maulana Sahib?
Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Almighty Allah, I'm well. Shukr to Almighty Allah.
Huzur, we are so delighted, we are so happy once again that you have taken time to spend with us, spend with the viewers of Madani Channel. And alhamdulillah, through your company, we are learning so much of ilmi deen. And we have discussed so many topics previously where you have shared with the viewers of Madani Channel some ways of how one can attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many different ways, in many different aspects. And today we have a very wonderful topic as well, and that topic is creating happiness. How important is creating happiness in the life of a mu'min, in the life of a believer?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Hazrat Jarir bin Abdullah Bajali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He accepted Islam in 10th Hijrah, in the month of Ramadan.
Hello.
He was very handsome, such that Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, who said about him that Jarir ibn Abdullah Yusufu hazihi al-Ummah.
Ay, subhanallah.
Jarir bin Abdullah is the Yusuf of this Ummah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Once Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was present in his blessed chamber. Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, the companions, were also present there. They gathered around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Entire room became so full that there was no space left. Meanwhile, Hazrat Jarir bin Abdullah Bajali radiallahu ta'ala also arrived.
Subhanallah.
When Hazrat Jarir bin Abdullah Bajali radiallahu ta'ala arrived and he found no space in the room, so he just decided to sit by the doorstep of the room. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Hazrat Jarir bin Abdullah Bajali radiallahu ta'ala standing there, he threw his Mubarak shawl towards him.
Allah.
And said that, Jarir, spread it on the ground and sit on this chadar.
Allah.
Hazrat Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, who was the great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and look at the love and respect which he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam threw his Mubarak shawl towards him, he did not let the chadar fall on the ground.
Subhanallah.
He held it in his hands, kissed it, and placed it on his eyes.
Subhanallah.
And then said that while crying, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't get courage to sit on your Mubarak chadar, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have honored me today. May Allah azza wa jal increase your honor even further.
Allah.
Then Hazrat Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala who returned the Mubarak shawl of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed his Sahaba Ikram and said that إِذَا أَتَاكُمْ كَرِيمُ قَوْمٍ فَأَكْرِمُوهُ. When a respected person of a nation comes to you, you must honor him, give him respect and honor.
Subhanallah.
Hazrat Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala who was a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was also a great honor for him that he was beholding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was making the ziyarah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even if he was going to sit at the doorstep of the room, he was not going to mind it. It was okay for him. He was still going to be pleased because he was going to make the ziyarah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and attain the blessings of the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But look at the great character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How did he please his companion, Hazrat Jarir bin Abdullah Bajri radiallahu
anhu. Subhanallah.
Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always used to do that. He would please his companions. Beloved seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is full of these incidents. No matter rich or poor, young or old, if anyone comes in the bargah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give him his full time, would listen to him in, for the purpose of pleasing him and,
making
him happy.
Subhanallah.
In fact, these are the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Viewers of Madani channel, how beautiful is this scenario, Allahu Akbar, where happiness was filled in the heart of this companion, Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Madani channel, only if we can learn how to make other Muslim brothers happy, this world will indeed become a better place. Our predecessors, rahimahumullah, encourage these actions. That when Sayyidina Muhammad ibn al-Munkadir, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was asked what keeps him happy and delighted, he said, meeting my Muslim brothers and instilling happiness in their hearts, this is what keeps me happy and this is what keeps me delightful. Viewers of Madani channel, there are so many benefit of making our Muslim brothers and happy. And from amongst them, let us learn yet another beautiful hadith mubarakah. Let us learn about the reward in the hereafter, about those who spread happiness. The reward is that Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes pleased with that particular person. Someone asked the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that O Messenger of Allah azza wa jal, who is the most beloved person and what is the most beloved deed to Allah? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered that the most beloved person to Allah is the one who benefits people. The most and the most beloved action to Allah is making another Muslim happy. Allahu Akbar. This is the action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And before I call you in this one, listen to what the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has also said. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that whoever brings happiness to the heart of a believer, Allah azza wa jalla creates an angel who continues to worship Allah. Allahu Akbar. And when he enters the grave, that angel comes and says, do you recognize me? Allahu Akbar. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when a believer instills happiness in the heart of another believer, Allah azza wa jalla create an angel, and that angel Allahu Akbar, the time or the day that this particular person departs from this world, this angel comes to this person and says to him, don't you recognize me? And this individual asks, who are you? The angel replies, I am the happiness that you instilled in so and so person's heart. Allahu Akbar. I will grant you ease from the horrors of the grave. I will help you answer the questions of the grave. I will intercede for you in the court of Allah, and I will show you your residence in paradise. Mawlana Asim Madani Sahib, look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creating an angel who continuously worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just because a Muslim brother has instilled happiness in the heart of his Islamic brother.
We don't see our good deeds in dunya because they don't have a form. They don't have a shape. But after this good deed leaves us, it is given a form.
Allahu Akbar.
It is given a shape.
Subhanallah.
And our good deeds will welcome us on the day of judgment in a very beautiful form.
Subhanallah.
Like, you know, this good deed which you have mentioned, that if you place happiness in the heart of a Muslim brother, Allah Azza wa Jal creates an angel from that happiness. And that angel will lead you to Jannah.
Subhanallah.
It will intercede in the bargah of Allah. Likewise, you know, whatever good deeds a believer performs, his good deeds are going to welcome him.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
In fact, I remember the call of Hazrat Amr bin Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that when a believer will come out from his grave, so his amal will be there to welcome him. His good deeds will be there to welcome him. So his amal will be there in a very, very beautiful form. It will be very fragrant and beautiful. When he will come out from the grave, this amal will ask him that, do you recognize me? He will say that you are very, very beautiful. Your fragrance is very nice, very beautiful, but I don't recognize you. Now, his amal will be there in a very beautiful form. He will say that you were also very beautiful when you were present in dunya.
Subhanallah.
Your kirdar, your akhlaq, your character, your behavior was very beautiful. Your fragrance was also very nice. And in dunya, I protected you from committing sins.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
I was riding on you in dunya, and I did not allow you to fulfill your desires. In dunya, you were my transport. And now I am going to become your transport. Ride on me and enter Jannah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
So any good deed if a believer performs, whether that is, you know, entering happiness in the heart of a Muslim brother, or removing a difficulty from a Muslim brother, helping him out when he is in need. In fact, you know, when a Muslim brother is in need, is in difficulty, at that time, if you go forward and help him out, if you fulfill his need, how much pleased he is going to be at that time.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
If Allah has granted you the power of helping your Muslim fellows, go and help them out. Let's suppose if your neighbor is poor, he is not able to pay the school fees of his children, go and pay his school fees. Go to the shop where he buys the grocery from. If there is any outstanding bill upon him, go and pay his bill. Maybe, you know, he will not be even aware of this. And don't let him know. Do it hiddenly, secretly. He will make du'as for you, and the du'a which will come out from his heart, Allahu Akbar, because he doesn't know who has helped him out.
Subhanallah,
and you also did it hiddenly, secretly, and you don't know how much your rank is going to be elevated in the bargah of your Allah. And there are many ways of you know, placing happiness in the hearts of your Muslim brothers, your neighbors, your brothers, your sisters. Try to adopt the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and see how he would please his companions.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Viewers of Madani channel, Allahu Akbar. Look at the benefits and the virtues of instilling happiness in the heart of a believer. Some of these actions, we may consider them insignificant, but in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not insignificant. If they are such that they bring happiness in the hearts of our Muslim brothers, this may be our means of entering into Jannah. This may be the means of removing sorrows and sadness from their hearts. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Azza wa Jal will remove sadness from ourselves. He will remove sorrows from ourselves. Views of Madani Channel. In whichever way we are capable, let us continue to keep our Muslim brothers forever smiling. They are viewers of Madani Channel. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us from among those who can instill happiness and harmony in the hearts of our Islamic brothers. And surely this will be the means of our entry into Jannah. Until we meet again, Amin, Amin, Bijayin Nabil Amin, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallu Ala Al-Habib, Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Quest of a believer, not chasing the world nor fame's deceiver, the truest quest belongs to a believer. Quest of a believer.